The U.S. House has voted not to delay the switch to digital television. The DTV Delay Act failed to get a needed two-thirds majority. The measure would have postponed the nationwide mandatory switch to digital TV for 4 months until June. As it stands, the transition is slated to happen on February 17th. The Senate did vote unanimously in favor of the DTV delay this week. The bill is not dead in the House. It came up on the suspension calendar, which moves bills forward faster, but requires a two-thirds vote. If it's brought back up for a regular vote, it would only take a majority to pass. Alaska's Republican Congressman Don Young voted today against the delay. He says the whole point of making the digital transition is to free up space on the airwaves for emergency services, which should still be done.
What we called our police departments and our fire departments and Homeland Security and Coast Guards all were lined up to go on that analog instead of the other program. And if it isn't available to them, then they can't, in fact, get on those. And I think that is a security risk and a safety risk for the people.
Some Republicans complained that the buildup to the digital transition has taken long enough. Others said changing the date would make the federal government look wishy-washy. The ARC's system of rural TV translators in Alaska is not affected. Converting to digital takes getting cable, a new TV, or a converter box. The federal government was giving out discount coupons for the boxes, but they ran out of funding. President Obama favors postponing the switch, as do Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich.